welcome back to another episode of Mage Hand High Five. I'm your Dungeon Master, Casey Pappas, and with me, ranked least to most likely to be named Jason.
Oh.
Just on vibes?
I don't know if you're analyzing us or our parents.
Oh, that's a really good... Well, two of us don't have the name our parents gave us.
It's true.
This is based on vibes. First up, Robin Langenhop.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Robin Langenhop, playing Hayden Kincaid, and I once asked my parents what my name would have been if I had been born a different gender, and they said, you weren't going to be. We just determined that you would have that name, and that was the only option. And I was like, whoops, sorry.
Huh.
You guessed wrong. I'm something else.
You guessed wrong is such a funny way. Like, it's a quiz, and they failed.
Next up, Rowan McStay.
Hi there, I'm Rowan McStay, playing Salome Breyer, and I do think Jason does have a West Coast sensibility that draws me to it, but I also think it's maybe a little too bro-y for me.
And most Jason.
Most
Max
Jason.
Weinberg.
Most Jason.
Yeah.
You could say I'm adjacent to it.
You could say that.
Were your folks going to name you Telemachus?
Yeah. So there's the list of my mom's names that she wanted to name me that my dad turned down. And there was Augustus. There was Frederick. There was Jericho. There was the most famous one, Telemachus.
I like Telemachus. You could be Telly for short. That's cute.
Or Mac.
Yeah. Like, honestly, I feel like through Telemachus, you could feasibly be Max again.
You can find your way there.
I'm Max still playing Wyatt.
Yeah, are you playing Wyatt? I don't know.
I guess, that's true. I might not be playing Wyatt for too much longer.
Max said back when Stump got taken that he wanted 10 episodes with a new character, and he got exactly 10. So it's time for number 3.
10 he got.
All bets are off.
And with that, let's dive right in. Last time on Mage Hand High Five. After discovering Fax's dissection theater and a bound Lysander, the group attempted to save him, only to attract the attention of Fax. You fought, with Barabbas appearing to put Lysander into a bag of holding for safety. During the fight, Fax summoned 3 ghastly figures in comedy tragedy masks to attack as well. Hayden, you discovered these to be 3 of the Fatespun players under Fax's control. Wyatt is killed by a death ray from Fax. Salome, discovering that Barabbas is a vampire, pleaded with him to save Wyatt by turning him, but Barabbas refused. You killed Fax, with his final breath an expression of sorrow that he'd never find out what he was. The fight finished, Barabbas departed with Lysander. As V approached Wyatt to ferry his wisp, Salome sprang to the river's edge to stop them, while Hayden made a deal with Jack to return Wyatt to the material plane. Wyatt, in the void, was approached by the eternal flame. He prepared to take Wyatt's wisp, but was pained by Rhoda fixed in his side. Wyatt healed the flame as Jack pulled him away. When we last left off, Jack was unable to keep Wyatt from appearing at the river's edge, with Salome planting herself firmly between him and V, while Hayden, Winona, and the Fatespun players were still in Fax's theater. Where you are now, Wyatt.
Yeah.
You're at the river's edge. I believe this is your first time here. You have seen this place in Salome's memories, but this is your first time actually being here. And to be honest, you don't know where this is. It is peaceful here. More peaceful than any place you've ever been. The sunlight is soft through the trees above your head. And as you sit, you see V and then Salome appear before you. You know V tangentially, but Salome plants herself between you. V stares at you, Salome, and says, "Step aside."
"No. V, no. I want to speak to the river."
"That's not your place."
I don't draw weapons or anything. I think I'll have a hand on my sword. I will move Hex from Fax onto V and give them disadvantage on dexterity checks and just look at V and say, I ain't gonna fight you, but you're not gonna take him. Let me speak to the river, please."
V sighs and says, "And to think, I thought you were ready."
"I am ready, V, but this ain't right. The way that this happened wasn't natural. There's a parasite feeding on the river's brother. And the thing that killed him was trying to wake it up."
They sigh and say, "Are you moving? Or are you not?"
"No."
"What's going on?"
"Fine."
"What is going on? You're talking about me like I'm not even here."
Without taking eyes off V, I say, "Wyatt, honey, this is the riverbank between life and death. You are on it, and we are trying to get you out."
V speaks up and says, "There's a ticket with your name on it. I didn't choose this. No one chooses this. It's just how it goes."
"Well, if you're in charge, what happens if you just don't?"
"It is my responsibility to do my duty. I do not interfere."
"We ain't trying to interfere, V. You are my friend. I'm not trying to fight you. We are trying to speak to the river. This was not natural, and you know it."
V lifts their gun and says, "One last time. Move."
"You want to point your gun at another friend?" "No."
Oh.
Their eyes blaze behind the veils and tassels. And they say, "You would abscond with a wisp. For your own uses, you are no better than the vultures."
"I don't want his wisp, V. I want him back. If the river doesn't let him go, I won't take him. I wouldn't try to take Wyatt's wisp, V, that belongs to him. But if the river lets him go, so do you."
"The river ain't here."
"Where the hell is she?"
"Isn't it right there?"
With that question, Wyatt, Hayden.
Yeah.
You stand in Fax's dissection theater. You just watch Jack disappear. And there are long seconds of silence as you see that Wyatt does not stir. Salome also does not stir. And it's not until someone else coughs that you remember there are other people in the room.
Winona?
Winona has removed herself from her hiding spot in the auditorium and has crept forward and is standing next to you going, "Hey."
"Yeah?"
"What's going on?"
"Almost more things than I can count."
"Okay."
"Let's see. Number one, I just made a deal with an ancient fae trickster spirit god to try and bring this kid back. So there's that.
Is he dead?
And he's not back yet, so that's also something. At the moment, yeah.
God.
Then Salome is off doing her out-of-body experience that she does, so maybe she's helping out. I don't know, but she's out of commission. And then there's these fine folks, who I hope, maybe now that Fax is gone, are going to be a little bit finer than they were before. Hi, everybody. My name is Hayden. Pleasure to meet you. What's your names?
All of the Fatespun players, their faces have gradually returned to their neutral positions. Sort of their real faces. And all of them are sort of rubbing them. And one of them says, God damn, I didn't hold a face that long.
All right, that's heartening.
Oh.
Y'all all right? Do you need any help?
And one of them looks at you and stops cold and says, You're one of us.
Yeah. Fancy that.
The one who's been talking to you turns, looks back at the other two for a second, and then looks at you and goes, Woo! Holy shit! I never thought we'd see another one.
Oh, yeah. Hello. I don't suppose you know anybody who, I don't know, abandoned a child in a busy street in the middle of the street at some point. not to make things awkward right off the bat, but y'all seem to be connected to each other, and I've kind of been adrift for the better part of my life, so I have many questions.
That one
not
says,
that we have
damn.
Time for any of those.
Listen, I'm Call. That one points to the more shy of the three, says, that one's Nay, and points to the oldest of the three and says, that one is Owen.
The first one is Caw or Call?
Call. K-A-A-L.
Okay.
Call, Nay, and Owen.
Well, lovely to meet y'all. I'm a little concerned that our present surroundings might be about to deteriorate. Would you all be willing to help me transport my fallen friends here if things start to get fuzzy? And then we can talk.
Yes.
All right.
And Call looks back at Owen, and Owen says, Were you hunted by Fax?
Not exactly. I came willingly to rescue some friends of mine. This is Winona. Winona, meet Call and Nay and Owen.
And Owen reaches their hands out and grasps Winona's and says, lovely to meet you. And you. It's hard to meet those like us anymore.
I truly can only, imagine, but I've imagined quite a bit.
In your travels, you wouldn't have run across Fel or Q.
Now, I've heard of Q, but no, I've never met any of y'all before.
Call says, shit. We lost contact with them.
How long ago?
Well, they look at Owen, and Owen says, we split years ago. We heard whisperings on the wind that someone was looking to hunt us down. Fax. And we separated, hoping that it would make it harder. But, and they turned to Nay. First it was Nay. And then it was Call. And then it was me. And I believe that Fax was getting ready to find Fel and Q next.
Wait. I have a thought. Winona.
Winona says, yeah, what?
You still got the painting supplies, right?
I do.
Can you draw a picture of a book that says Sylvain. I don't know if he'll still work, but hey, maybe we can find out where the rest of the troop are, or Fatespawn players. I don't know. What's the best word to use?
Winona quickly sketches a book, and it's just it's a crude, shitty little drawing. Raises it to her forehead, and nothing happens. And Owen says, I think with the dreamer dead, there's no chance of it occurring anymore.
Well, if we run into Barabbas, then maybe we can coax Lysander into drawing us a little map.
And as you say that, you hear a from behind you. You turn around and Jack is floating there.
Ooh.
Hey, so, teensy problem.
Uh-huh.
Shit's gone sour. She's gonna get him.
She's gonna get him.
Yeah. Okay, so, this Wyatt kid, how much you care about him?
A fair amount. I made okay. a deal with you for him.
I understand that, you little shit.
Ooh, we're getting into this territory now. All right, things must have gone real south then.
Trust me, I don't like backing out on a deal. It hurts me, physically.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have many options if one of the three ain't willing to budge.
So, what happens now?
Well, I was hoping not to use this.
Oh.
I, as a vessel, can call upon, the wilds.
Mm-hmm.
But, twixt you and me, I don't like spending time in their company. They ain't the talking kind, and they kind of give me the crawling giblies.
What are you saying, then?
I'm saying, if I do this, you owe me big.
I believe I already made a deal for the life of Wyatt Forsyth.
The stakes have changed.
It physically pains you not to fulfill it. Isn't that right?
His little toes crinkle. And he says,
you taught me to drive a hard bargain. Can't pull back on me now.
Yeah, I don't like you.
You do. I know you do.
No.
Look, I'll join you if that helps.
Fine. But whatever happens next, whatever comes out of the box, that's on you. You think I'm chaotic? You ain't met the god of chaos.
Well, butter me right up. I can't wait.
And Jack says, ooh, feisty. All right.
Listen. I ain't doing this for you. I'm doing this for Jack Jr. Jr.
And then turns. raises his little paws in the air and says, Wilds here. Jack explodes. Into 1,000 vines, flowers, bits of fur, claws, blood, and feathers.
Oh.
A pause. Then the explosion reverses. Animal pieces come tumbling back. Vines wrap themselves around. Flowers bloom. Beaks scream. And then standing before you, compiled of all manner of plant and animal life, is a great heron. Their legs, like thin trunks, wings of feather and flower, body of moss, fur, and bone, a long beak, and large yellow-ringed eyes. They look at you, Hayden, and then scream. Their wings spread, long talons grasp you by the shoulders, and you are hoisted into the air. The wild screams, flips in the air, and is gone with you.
Well,
there is a moment of silence after you leave. Your body currently lays on the ground, your consciousness fully taken by the wilds. The Fatespun players look at each other in awe. Call says, "Was that?" And Owen replies, "The guardian spirit of the wilds?" "Yes." Call shakes their head. "This trio has some stories I'd like to hear." And before Owen can say more, a deafening crack fills the room. The players look over and see a large ravine has begun to split through the tops of several columns along the wall to the audience left side of the stage. And Nay whispers, "Shit."
You're proud of that one.
Yeah, you
End
are.
End of episode.
Credits roll.
Mage Hand High Five is proudly sponsored by Hero Forge. Hero Forge offers fully customizable miniatures with dozens of fantasy species and thousands of parts to choose from, all within your browser. Now, I've been using Hero Forge in my home games for years, and it's such an amazing experience unveiling customized miniatures at the table. I've even designed my own little Hayden Kincaid to hang out with me while we record. They offer a bunch of different materials, from unpainted plastic to full color, or even a downloadable file if you've got a 3D printer like me. But the coolest stuff is what's new on offer. First is the custom acrylic keychains. You can have a tiny Salome, Wyatt, or even your own custom original characters come along as you journey out into the world. Plus, they're a perfect one-to-one match to the minis at your table. Not only that, but Hero Forge now offers steel minis made out of 100% stainless steel with a nice, rugged, durable feel that harkens back to the old days of D&D minis. Visit HeroForge.com to start designing your custom miniature today, and check back often. New content is added every week.
Hey, you! You don't look familiar. First time in this part of the city? I see that sneer on your face. Better wipe it off before I do it for you. This is home. This is the best place you could ever want to be. Whether or not this is where you meant to end up, you found yourself on a rather fortuitous street. You see that corner building down there? 3 floors up. Lamplight Investigative Services. Friends of mine, you ask. Loaded words you're throwing around this evening. Good people is what they are, though. Not a single one of them will admit to being nice. Something about duty, yada yada. A bunch of BS, if I do say so myself. Who am I? No need to worry your pretty little head about that. I'm sure my name will come up in time. But go, see for yourself, 3 floors up, gold gilded sign. As for Mama, don't tell him I sent you. She'll know what to do.
All doors are just windows that we can't see through. You ever think about that?
We provide our patrons with anonymity.
Hello, this is Mama Amaretta speaking.
Lamplight Investigations, a Thirsty Sword Lesbian's noir mystery. Full season available now on QueerPG.
Wyatt and Salome.
Yeah.
You are standing on the river's edge. V holds a gun pointed at you, Salome. And then you notice the river has stopped flowing. Its waters stand completely still, which feels eerie.
I kind of tap V on their forearm, pointing the gun at me, and point behind them to the river.
I'm just saying, you might want to look, is all.
They hesitate.
I told you I ain't gonna attack you.
And then look over. The waters lay still, and then sharply pull together, rising into a towering, teetering column. It sways and then falls onto the riverbank, coming down onto all of your heads. I need Wyatt and Salome to make strength saving throws. Yeesh.
Wyatt, make yours with a plus five. V, yeah. Do not make yours with a plus five.
Ooh.
Ah, with a plus six, that is a nine.
Yikes.
Wyatt, what'd you roll?
21.
21.
All right.
Salome, you are slammed to the ground as this wave crashes down on your head. Wyatt, you remain standing.
No water can douse me.
Oh, little flame boy.
The water recedes. And as it does, it begins to pull together, forming a large, clear shape. And it's wild because as it recedes, everything it leaves is completely dry, as if all of the moisture is pulled with it. Mm. The shape pulls together and it rubs its face with one newly formed paw. And you find that the waters of the river have pooled together to create a massive river otter. She rubs one sleepy dark eye, pats down her long whiskers, and then glances across all of you.
I think Salome reflexively, like, I guess she's already on the ground, but reflexively, like, takes a knee.
You see V was also knocked down. And they sit awestruck at this creature. The river chirps gleefully and then cocks its fuzzy, watery head at you, Wyatt. And then she reaches out both paws to grab you.
Is it, can I make an insight check to see if it's like a positive grab or an aggressive grab?
Sure. Yeah, roll insight.
That's a 25.
Ooh. Based on what you know of this cosmology, this sort of hierarchy of gods and deities that you are dealing with, the river's main job is to take souls that have passed and move them on. So she's not malicious as she is reaching for you, but you do get the sense that she is attempting to process your soul.
Like a fine cheese.
She's not benevolent, but ambivalent.
Oh, Lord, okay.
I will say, I think this is as benevolent as you can get.
Okay.
She knows that you are dead and is trying to get you to move forward.
I think Wyatt just runs away.
Ooh.
He's just like, no, goodbye.
Yeah,
nope,
what
goodbye.
Is this? What is this almighty deity's movement speed?
I mean, she's huge.
Yeah, it's a how does it move away from the water though? That's the real question. I get like to a desert,
I don't know that there's a desert here. It's the riverbank.
The thing is, she is the river itself. So as you
the
start,
river just comes with her.
As you start to run, you see the water level of the river lower as she hoists herself up out of the water to come get you. It's not malicious. In fact, it's oddly kind of adorable with her big sort of otter paws. But her intention is to bring you forward.
No, stop. Why are you doing this to me?
She sort of freezes with her paws up and cocks her head at you, as there's not usually this much protest at this stage of the game. At this point, V speaks up and says,
"It is your time. We don't pick and choose."
V ain't helping.
I am helping. Just not you.
It's your time, V. Why don't you go? I'm sorry. This is just very stressful. I don't want to die. Can't you do anything? I just met the flame.
I think she just grabs you.
Ah!
As you are protesting, you feel warm, gentle paws come around you. And at first it's scary, but then it feels nice. It's comforting. You feel held and cradled in a way that maybe you haven't before.
Oh.
And the otter takes you to her chest, holding you close. And then, Salome, you look as she begins to bring Wyatt to the water to dunk him.
To dunk him?
As a mother river otter does. God. To her young.
Salome,
this is kind of nice.
Wyatt, honey, what do you want?
I may have been wrong. This is kind of nice, Salome.
Honey, God, do you want to die today?
No, but I'd like to stay, like, right here.
Holy hell.
This is very comfortable.
Salome will step forward and say, hey. Ma'am, hold on, stop. Please, hold on a second.
V, do you want to come join me? It's super comfortable in here.
Stop it, V, if you move, I swear to God. Ma'am, stop it. Hold on.
V says, there's nothing else to do. This is the process.
I want
you to join me.
Salome, like, runs out and just puts her hand up in front of the otter and just goes, ma'am, please, just stop. Just hold on for a second.
She cradles Wyatt and turns back and cocks her head now to you and looks to pick you up.
Okay, do it.
She picks you up.
Whee!
Sort of holds you in front of her face.
Holy shit, I didn't know that this was possible. I'm sorry, I'm kind of... You're an otter.
Her big fuzzy brow comes down on her eyes as she sort of scrutinizes you.
God, look at you, you are beautiful.
She is. Ripples, cascades of translucent, clear water travel through her entire being from whisker to tail. And yet she is fully fur and claws and an adorable nose and, like, big, beautiful black eyes that seem to hold the universe in each orb.
I think that the kid's enjoying being held, but I don't think he wants to go all the way across.
Oh, no. I mean, I want to stay right in these hands. I don't want to stay in the, like, forever place. Just in these paws is where I would like to be. It's very warm.
Ma'am, please. You're an otter. If you are anything like the form you take, then I think you are a damn good mother. I remember the last time I saw bunch of river otters was about 10 years ago when we buried my mama by the little knife under the willows. And there were all these little otters playing with their babies. And I remember thinking how much I wish I could be one of those little otter babies and get held by my mama one last time. Otters hold their babies. They teach them how to swim. They wrap them up so they stay safe. And you want to take him across the river right now because that's what you do, and I understand, but he's just a kid, and he's trying to help. You know when it's time for your babies to learn how to swim, and I respect it. But you also know when they ain't ready yet. And I think every good mama knows when the spirit of the thing is more important than the rules. Please help him.
The river takes this in, Salome, not quite understanding every word, but understanding your underlying energy, as animals do. Animals don't speak your language, but they understand your tension.
Mm-hmm.
And she looks down at you, Wyatt,
and brushes your hair back from your face.
I'm soaking wet now.
But so happy.
And Salome, you see a tear in her eye, as if she does care for Wyatt, even if it is the right thing for her to do. So I need you both to make a group persuasion check.
Is that just like one of us rolling, or is that...
I will take the higher of your two rolls.
I will use my Emissary of Peace for this.
I will use my plus zero.
With a 19 on the die, that's a 33.
I got a dirty 20.
The river looks at the two of you. And she chirrups. And she gently sets both of you back down. And as she starts to pull back, you see a flash of green slice through her. You hear a... as a massive bird slashes through the river, just below the neck. The bird... Hayden, you are unceremoniously thrown to the earth as the wilds appears. They transform horribly in the air and land all four hooves on the ground as a large elk.
Ooh.
They turn on the river and begin to charge.
Oh, hey.
The river... you see, falls in two pieces, her head and her body, and each of them reforms as two separate otters. And they both turn and begin to lunge for the wilds.
Oh, hell, y'all, is this something we want to get involved in? What is this?
I was going to say we should maybe let this happen.
V, what do you think?
This might be literally bigger than the rest of us.
Have you seen this before?
V begins to turn to you, and as they do, you see the wilds toss one of the river otters to the side. That otter comes slamming down on top of V and just completely washes them out.
Like, they're gone?
They're on the ground. You don't know if they're unconscious.
Great. Okay. Yeah, no, we might have to get a little bit involved. Shit. Hayden, who the hell is this?
This is, if I understand correctly, this is the embodiment of the wilds.
Okay.
Jack, I mean, tried to say even just hello to it. It's unclear. Jack warned me that this would be a bad thing that he didn't want to do, and I kind of held him to it as a deal that he made.
Wyatt, honey, can you... I feel like this might be bigger than us, but I think you just made friends with the flame. Can you call him? Is that a thing you can do? Can you try?
Maybe.
Because I feel like, I don't like tattling between siblings, but this feels like a little much, don't you think?
Salome, as you're beseeching to Wyatt, you see the river grasp her paws onto the antlers of the wilds and turn sharply. The wilds spins, slams into the ground, and then reforms into a massive wolf, which then proceeds to recharge at the river again.
Oh, Hayden, it changes like you.
Yeah. Am I this disturbing and unsettling when I do this?
Yeah. No, just kidding. No, you're not. Oh.
You're going to give me a whole complex.
Of course not, darling.
I will say, it's a sight to behold.
Yeah, holy hell. Hey, ma'am, you need any help, or?
The river otter chirrups, and many more river otters swell from the banks of the river.
All right, you just let me know. Happy to help if you need it. I did sort of pledge myself to you and the Badlands, so if you need help, I sort of am obligated to do that.
Flame Lion, please come help us with grace us with your warmth and radiant light. Man.
Nice touch, buddy.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Sing to him.
And as those words escape your lips, Wyatt, the ground shakes. Not just from the two titans that are already duking it out, but something else is coming. And you see a light appear in the forest on the far side of the river. And it approaches.
Guys, I think that's mine.
Yeah, I think so. Oh, damn, she got a good one in. Holy hell, look at that.
And he emerges from the trees. A majestic lion, his head and mane a consuming fire. His tail sweeps.
That's me. That's me.
Quiet gets really excited and points.
That's yeah, good job. Me. You did it.
That's what you're missing. That could be you.
Already got my gal over.
Can you come with me as I travel?
River Mama over here already. Okay, hold on. Let this play out.
The flame roars. And his two younger siblings stop.
Yeah.
Both retreat back. And in a single leap, the flame is on this side of the river now. He lands, turns, and roars at the river and the wilds. The river chirrups. And the wilds scream.
Yeah.
And then the flame turns to you, Wyatt. Roll insight.
Oh, baby.
That's promising.
27.
Mm.
27. You know that the flame is claiming this call.
Oh.
The flame is basically announcing that this is his decision to make.
There are worse people to make that decision.
Yeah, you could have that creepy little bone-feathered monstrosity deciding, I guess.
Hey, that's my creepy bone-feather monstrosity you're talking about.
Better you than me.
Why'd you get the cute one?
I don't know, but I love her.
The flame bends his head toward you, Wyatt. You feel the heat. And he comes close to your forehead. And there is a moment where it is damn unclear whether he is going to eat you alive or let you go.
Wyatt is looking into the flame with that same determination, but also some awe as when he first or second saw the parasite before we entered Fax's lair. And is open, because who was he to question his God's decision?
Wyatt, you are open. And you feel a tongue. A tongue of flame lick your forehead.
Ooh.
It is hot. It burns. And then the flame falls to its haunches and lays down. And you get the sense, Wyatt, that you healing him and you being open and even willing to sacrifice yourself to save him was enough. He extends a large paw one claw out. You feel the instinct to put your hand out. Do you?
Absolutely.
And with one massive claw, he taps your right palm. And in that palm grows a small flame. It burns for a moment and then settles into your skin. And you see what looks like a burn scar. It doesn't hurt, but it's nestled in the center of your palm. And mechanically, you get a feat. When you, once per long rest, when you drop to zero HP, you will actually drop to one HP instead.
Oh, that's great.
You that also.
Casey plans on killing Wyatt a lot, apparently.
Yeah, I'm gunning for Wyatt now. You also get resistance to fire.
Boy, that's huge.
Ooh, yeah. That's great.
And then the flame stands. He looks at the other two, roars again, then leaps into the forest on the other side and is gone. The river and the wilds look at each other. The river chirps amiably, and the wilds just turns and flies away.
Oh, well, lovely to meet you.
Yeah, they're just gone. They just disappear.
Well, there goes my ride.
The river withdraws back.
As she's, I guess, as she's about to withdraw, I'll just say, ma'am, thank you.
The river cocks her head at you.
See you soon one of these days, I'm sure, but hopefully not too soon. You're a good mama.
The river grabs you and pulls you to her chest.
I just enjoy being held by this mother figure. I think Salome has wanted this for a very long time.
It's warm and soft. It doesn't feel like water. It feels like you're being held by, just the fuzziest, plushest hands. And she sets you down. And then she goes over to V, picks them up, and cradles them in her arms too. Then sets them down. And then looks at Hayden and Wyatt and extends her arms.
Oh, well, I mean, if you're offering, absolutely.
You don't have to twist my arm again.
Again? What did I miss?
Wyatt just leaps into her
just
arms.
Just don't try to kill me this time, please.
I don't think she was killing you. I think you're already dead, kid.
She holds you all close. And as you are held, you feel refreshed, renewed, even stronger than you were before. As she bestows a double level up.
We're going to regret this, Casey.
Okay. Level up. Wyatt's getting feats. We're getting double level ups. That's crazy. Okay. Ooh.
And her embrace is warm and refreshing. And you come away from it feeling renewed. As this is her purpose in the cycle. And then she, with a great splash, dives back into the river and settles. And the river runs once more.
Say, look, V, she was right there the whole time.
V sits.
Sorry, I'm a little shaky too. You okay? What's going on, dear heart?
I have done this for so long, been fully devoted. I have ferried and in my darkest hours I have not questioned. But it is not me she responded to. It was you.
That ain't fair. She was the one who responded to your call in the first place, honey. I'm sorry.
For the record, I'm glad your loved one was spared.
Listen, I'm sorry. I don't want to fight you, and I don't want to be in some kind of competition about the river. I kind of want to get you out of here. That's why I was trying to look for your book with facts. You're my friend, V. I want you to be okay. I think the river cares about you every bit as much as she does about me, if not more. I'm just in a little bit of a crisis right now with her brother having a parasite and all.
Hayden steps up beside Salome and goes, Salome, is this your friend? Your...
Yeah, can they see V?
Benefactor?
You can all see V.
Huh. Yeah, y'all, this is V. This is my friend from the riverbank that we've been talking to. Wyatt, sorry for the rough first impression. V, this is Wyatt and Hayden.
Hey, V, I'm Wyatt. What questions do you have about the Eternal Flame as you just saw?
Forgive me. I ain't one for talking. Just now.
That's fine. But I will say, one day you're gonna ferry my brother across this river, and the two of you are gonna have some things to talk about your expectations of yourself versus your expectations of other people. Some of the things you had to say rang quite similar to a conversation that I had with him not too long ago. But Salome does care about you. That's why she's trying so hard to unravel those secrets you got inside you.
Speaking of which, Salome, something clicks in your mind. The only person to know about V's story was Fax. And Fax is dead.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just too bad that you can't get information from a dead person.
Well.
Oh. V, honey, holy hell. Hey. Yeah, hey, look, I don't want to break you out of the sort of moody reverie you got going, but we can figure out what happened to you. Well, Fax is Wisp. He knew about you. Let's go find it.
I did not collect Fax's Wisp. And if I haven't collected it, then it may still be there.
Well, hell, let's give it a shot.
Speaking of which, our entire reality might be actively getting unmade, and I just left some maybe family members and actual sister to kind of deal with our unconscious bodies.
All right, okay. Yeah, we ought to probably go anyway. V... Maybe you and I stay on the riverbank for just a few more seconds, try to deal with Fax's Wisp, and then meet y'all on the other side?
Let's do it.
I don't know how we'll get back without you.
V looks at you, Wyatt, and you, Hayden, and goes,
I'm not quite sure how you're...
And then from the trees on this side of the riverbank, a massive centipede made of bone and vine and blood and flowers scuttles forth, wraps around both of you, and then vanishes.
Hayden, is this your thing?
Apparently.
This explains so much.
Does it?
So much.
The riverbank fades. Wyatt and Hayden, you both snap awake in your bodies with one last... in your ears.
I love the wild so much.
I'd love to have a chat sometime. I don't think you do that, though.
Wyatt gives the oldest sounding sound he's ever given, which is like a... in response to this scream.
Ooh, I've heard Stump make that noise many a time.
You all wake up to find yourselves being hoisted onto backs as two of the changelings each carry you, Salome, and you, Wyatt, and Winona is carrying you, Hayden.
Oh, am I not with V anymore?
Oh, V's still here.
Oh.
Salome, you're still seeing V and the wisps of everyone around you, like you're in between here and the riverbank, but you do wake up in your own body.
Oh, okay. Hey, sorry. Hey, y'all. Howdy. Can we get...
Oh.
Yeah, I think we're good. Thank you.
You get set down.
Me down.
And they say, yeah, we... Sorry.
No, thank you.
We gotta move.
We got the kid back.
I think Wyatt's still passed out, though, because he died.
Yeah, he's alive now. He just might be a little tired. Kind of knocked the fire out of him.
Salome, this is a... Call and own and nay. Everybody, this is Salome.
Shit. Howdy. Y'all know Q?
And they say, yeah. Wait, do you?
No, sort of. My Aunt Live knew Q.
Lala Briar?
Their faces all change.
Yeah.
I mean, they are changelings.
They all just turn into Lila surprised.
I ain't trying to meddle, but y'all should hear the way that she talks about Q.
They look at each other and say, why don't we save this conversation for the other side of the door?
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's a good idea. I got some business with Fax. Give me one second. We'll catch up.
And you turn, and you see that they've dragged you partway across the dissection theater.
Mm.
And Salome, the world grays a tad. And you look, and in the heap of the wreckage, in the heap of the piano wreckage, Fax lays. And you see something that startles you. Within Fax's body is not a wisp. It's a diamond.
Oh.
Oh.
Egg-shaped and glistening. It contrasts with the wisps of the players and Winona and Hayden and Wyatt and even V.
Hmm.
And it's still here. Untouched by riverbank vultures, unferried by some unknown psychopomp, it sits, awaiting someone or something that may never come. And the question enters your mind, what becomes of mortals who outlive their gods?
Ooh. Salome does soften maybe a little bit toward Fax in his pursuit of knowing what he is. I think maybe we ought to try to get this thing to where it's supposed to go. I think somebody's probably looking for it.
V nods. This isn't their jurisdiction.
Then, yeah, with V's permission, I will pick up the diamond, and I kind of want to touch it, and like I would a regular wisp, and see if it contains any information about V, about their story, about their name, about their partner's name, just anything that Fax might have known about them that I can pass along.
You pick it up, and thousands of years of memories flood into your mind. All clear, full recall.
Mm.
Something you've not quite seen in any other wisp so far. Fax remembered everything. And because his memories are detailed and thorough, you find the story quickly. Long ago, in the earliest days of Fire Powder, when the Jameson Company was first establishing itself and the Badlands were still being explored, there was a gunslinger by the name of Virgil Stillwater. They were a master of the six-shooter, rising from unknown origins to wide fame as a trick shot and legendary duelist. But their fame came to an end when a misplaced shot during a duel killed an onlooker, a store owner named Henry Felton. From there, Stillwater simply vanished, with various rumors detailing death or self-imposed exile. The memory ends, and that's all the book had to say.
Yeah.
It was honestly a footnote in a larger historical volume.
I think Salome tries really hard to proverbially, like, shut the book on this wisp, because I think with all of this thousands of years of memories, like, flooding through her, I think she thinks she might go crazy if she keeps looking.
Mm-hmm.
And puts it away and looks at V. Would you like to know your name, dear heart?
V sighs, and they're scared.
Can I take their hands?
You do.
It's a nice name. It's really beautiful. Got a nice ring to it.
What was it?
I think I lean in and just very quietly, just so that V can hear it, say, Virgil Stillwater. Your beloved was Henry Felton.
They look at you and they say, thank you.
May I use your name?
You may.
Virgil, can we try to get you out of here? You've been doing this for long enough. You shouldn't forget yourself. You shouldn't forget Henry. Story's got to end.
There will be a way.
And as they say that, you all hear another deafening crack.
Oh.
As the ceiling splits above you.
Okay, honey, we gotta go. But, hey. And I just pull V into, like, just a little big ol' hug.
They freeze. And then slowly hug you back.
All right. I think we gotta run, but I'll see you soon, Virgil.
It's good to be Virgil again.
I ain't gonna let you forget it. And I kind of give them a little kiss on the forehead, and then we get out of Dodge.
And you run.
You wake up and Hayden's actively trying to scoop your body again.
Oh, shit, sorry. Yeah, no, we had a moment. It's all right. Come on.
All right, let's go.
You all run. And Salome, you take one last look back. Virgil, stands in the middle of this dissection theater alone. As the walls of Fax's dream realm begin to cave in, you know they won't be affected by the destruction.
Mm-hmm.
But they stand for a moment in the almost quiet chaos of the world collapsing around them.
Mm.
And then you turn back, and all of you run, sprinting back the way you came through this crumbling labyrinth of dreams. And that is where we'll pick up next time.
For listening to another episode of Mage Hand High Five,
the Badlands.
Want to show your support for our show? Want to hear us talk more about it? Then check out our Patreon at patreon.com/magehandhighfive. For just $5 a month, you get all kinds of extra goodies like early access to merch, peeks behind Casey's GM screen, and a whole second extra podcast, Mage Hand Down Low, where we talk about the behind the scenes of the episodes. Not to mention, you can help support small creators like us as we work on this passion project. Check us out at patreon.com/magehandhighfive. Thanks to Jacob Kirstner for our music and Shane Smith for our logo and our cover art. Check out our website at www.magehandhighfive.com and look for us all across social media. We're on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Discord, Blue Sky, and wherever else we may be, we're going to be there at Magehand High Five. Go to your podcatcher of choice and throw a 5-star review our way. I know you've been thinking about it, but you haven't done it yet. Here is your sign. Today's the day. Throw that review at us. Help us out. It makes a huge difference. And now I'm going to shout out all of our subscribers over on Patreon, and I'm going to do it in one breath. Azure, Luke Sharples, Miranda Couple, Jay, Theo Ells, White, Lindsay, Dale Heimbecker, DM Dippyfresh, Darth Zelda, Deborah Jacobson, Jackson Maurer, Ocarina Sonata, Mads the Jellycube, Morgan Faber, Kathleen Ayers, Kellen Wilbo, Trout Relief, Chronic Dreamer, Patrick Hickman, Debbie, Nathan Ritter, Chicken, Too Tasty, Evan Noon, Avery Spar, AM Lovelies, Alison DeVelvis, Darce Carpenter, Diana Bacon, Al Forrest, Oki Liz, Bark, Gary Lee, Jonathan Gunn, Tyler Gardner, Elda Soldier, Lana Bangalore, Al Glow at the end, Sammy Richardson. That was bad. That was really bad. Tell your friends about the show. Tell your foes about the show. Tell Mama. Oh, please, Mama, could you tell her that I love her and that nothing will be the same until she listens to the show? And when you do, use the hashtag MHH5. And hey, how about a high five?